Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard. Welcome, everyone, to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Emma Millman.
And Emma, it has been a little bit. I'm actually kind of in a bit of a vacation fog. So what are we doing here today?
So for those that don't know, the new Express Grant Program began on July 1st. So we are here today with Tribal Visions, Rob Meyer, if you want to say hello.
Hey, Emma and Haley, how's everybody doing?
Good, good, good.
Pretty good. But we will be discussing the new webinar coming out on the 21st, an hour long. Again, with Tribal Vision, to just dive into the details of the new opportunities available through this new Express Grant that's offering up to $30,000 in training funds. So for those who are on a tight budget that know that they need continuous improvement within their organization, this is a fantastic opportunity for you guys to get registered for.
Absolutely. But as always, before we jump into the tough questions, we're going to start with an icebreaker. Yeah, the tough questions. Let's start with an icebreaker. Okay, so Rob, be honest.
Yeah.
How often, because you're still at home, right? You're still working from home.
Sure.
So how often do you work from your bed?
From my bed? Oh,
yes.
Not at all, actually. None of the time. No.
Really?
When my wife and I both started working from home full time, whatever that was 20 years ago, 15 months ago, whatever that length of time is, that just is a blur at this point. I basically, you know, because I had always worked from home a couple of days a week, I had always worked in the living room, and it's pretty quick that we figured out that it didn't work for both of us to be on the same end of the house because I tend to talk really loud when I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
And so we got a you know, desk set up in the bedroom that my wife works at. Once the cat wakes us up, that's the point where I'm basically out of the bedroom until, you know, the workday concludes.
Yes.
So.
Yeah,
because you got to keep my booming voice out of the, you know, out of earshot of everything that she's got going on. So,
right, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And we did.
If that wasn't the case, I'd probably be working from the bed. I don't know.
One day
a week.
Something. Yeah, exactly. Right, at least.
I don't know if I could pull off a Zoom call from bed though, because you gotta keep the laptop steady.
Yeah.
And
when
you're on a bed, the slightest movement, it's going to rock. And then they're going to know, wait a second, you're in bed on this Zoom call, aren't you? And then, you know, it's like, no.
No, that's what they make those little tray tables for. You know, you have those little tray tables and you set it up.
TV tray. There we go. That's
what those in the virtual backgrounds. You could fool anyone.
Exactly. Yeah. For all you know, right now, I'm in bed.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. After this week, exactly. Yeah, it's one of those. It's one of those things. No, because we did talk a little bit about, like you said, about now we have to start transitioning over and going back into the office. So we're fortunate we get to be in there a couple days a week. So we have we're slow. It's a nice slow transition to not have to jump right in. Both feet getting up at, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock, whatever time people need to get up in the morning to start going.
Right.
But
I think it's like a 50-50 kind of deal where like half the company is like, yes, I can't wait. The other half are going, oh God, really? I don't want to have to commute again. Yeah. I think it's just, I mean, because most everybody at our Tribal Vision, I mean, we have an office in Rhode Island as well, but the majority of our employees are here in Boston, and I think your interest in going back to the office really just is dictated by what train line you live on.
Yes.
I mean, I'm on the green line. So like, I'm thinking if we never go back to the office, that would be excellent. As were people that are like on the red line, like, oh, bring it on, be piece of cake.
So, yeah. Well, in the meantime, though, I know we're not in the office, but we are still doing webinars. And next week, like Emma said, on the 21st of July at 11 a.m., we will be holding our webinar. And it's called, if you have 30 minutes, you could get $30,000 in new Express Grant opportunities. Here's hoping that some quote unquote insurance company doesn't come after us for using a line similar maybe to what they use for their marketing ploy. But it really is the truth. People are like, there's no way, we can't get $30,000. But it is true. The webinar that we're doing, it's a deep dive. And you know, Rob, you can kind of give us a little bit insight as to, we've been partners, MassMEP and Travel Vision, for a while. We use Travel Vision for our website and for our marketing strategies as well. And so you also offer quite a few different opportunities, or we like to call them courses, through our assistants at MassMEP. In our, they fall in the Express Grant program and then obviously in the general grant. But because this Express Grant program changed July 1st, it opens up a lot more opportunities and a lot more doors.
Absolutely.
For some of these places. So give us an idea what you're going to be focusing on next week in the webinar. You'll also have Chris Cianci on with you as well, correct?
Yep, that's correct. Tribal Vision founder, partner, will also be joining for that conversation. But yeah, in terms of the info session webinar next week, we're really going to be focusing our end of the conversation on really what you'll be able to get from a marketing perspective out of the various training modules that Tribal Vision is offering. By training modules, really, I think kind of diving into the first one to really kind of give everybody a good sense of what this entails. Strategic Marketing Planning module. That's the first module in our four module series that we're largely going to be focused on during the discussion next week. With the Strategic Marketing Planning module, though, really the best way to think of this is all the pieces that go into building out a marketing strategy, whether that's, you know, market research, persona development, channel assessment, audience identification on, you know, specific channels, so on and so forth. All the steps that go into that marketing, building marketing strategy, we're going to be training the organization that partners with Tribal Vision on how to go about executing that marketing strategy. But then, and I think this is where the real value kind of comes out of this, is that we're not just going to be running, you know, multi-hour course and then saying, okay, well, have fun with what you just learned. We're actually working side by side with you, developing that marketing strategy during that first module, like I mentioned at the start. And then really after that strategy is complete, codified, approved, so on and so forth, then we move into the other three modules that happen after that. And those are really months of implementation. Mm-hmm. So it's basically 3 months of whatever tactical exercises came out of the marketing strategy. We're then going to dive in with you in moving forward with those initiatives, but then also training you on the steps that we take on our end so that you're aware of this is what goes into these various campaigns, tactics, platforms, so on and so forth. Ultimately arming, you know, whoever partners with Tribal Vision in a way that once, you know, the modules are complete, if we do decide to go our separate ways and you don't stay on as like a Tribal Vision client in some capacity, then your team is fully trained that they can continue on with, optimizing campaigns, keeping the trains running on time, so on and so forth. So yeah, I mean, a ton of value from my perspective, just because on the one hand, you're getting the marketing strategy piece, you're getting the implementation, but then also for your internal employees, you're getting that key piece of training, you know, from, not to toot our horn or anything here, but from a reputable marketing organization like Tribal Vision. It's really, I mean, since we've been, and Haley, you can attest to this, we've been doing these modules for years. So in terms of what the training entails, we've got it pretty well figured out. It's a well-oiled machine where, you know, I think really the way to look at it is, you know, you're not just being handed a document saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. But in addition to this is what we're going to do, we're also going to show you how we did it and get your team up to speed so they can do it as well.
Yeah, I think when you say that, Rob, like you say, the value add is definitely the implementation part of it. Like you're saying, you know, Emma and I have both been through different training programs, and it has been that way where they do the training and then the training's over and we both walk away and then we may not use it. Yeah, exactly. We don't use it for a while. And then we go to use a program again and we go, oh, I forget. It is totally different with what you're doing, because you do go in and do that implementation with each of those clients and sit down and you get an understanding of what their needs are, where their holes are that they're missing on. And it's funny because a lot of people would say, really, but our niche of who we really work with is a lot of these small and medium-sized manufacturers. And they don't have a full marketing department. They don't even have a marketing per se, you know, individual that does that job. So having this opportunity to maybe help them understand, educate, learn a little bit more about the values of it is extremely important. And like we've said, I mean, you guys, you know, you can say, you know, give me your opinion on it, but after what we've experienced in the past 15, 18 months, marketing seems to be really at the forefront right now, right?
Yeah, 1,000%, yes. In terms of, because I mean, you know, like right now, the demand, like in hiring across the board, is just you know, we're the highest it's ever been. But from a marketing standpoint, this is actually like and this is not typically the case, but we're suddenly in a situation where there's not an extra marketer to be had. So if you don't have that internal team really built out, then going the outsource path where, you know, you have an external team that they may be on retainer, but, you know, typically, at least in Tribal Vision's case, you can dial that retainer up and down as you need, you know, depending on, you know, the demands of your organization and so forth. That's really like best case stopgap solution right now when we are in this environment where, like I said, there's not an extra marketer to be had. One point though that you made, Haley, that I did want to go back to quickly is just the way that you put it around a lot of organizations that are going to be interested in this probably don't have fully built out marketing function at present. One thing I did want to add there that is, it is a significant portion of the marketing strategy planning that I think will be really relevant for those types of organizations that, you know, maybe they don't have a fully built out marketing function, but you have a website, you have, you know, done some email campaigns at some point, you post things on social media, you know, you have a newsletter, but none of it is really kind of all part of a larger system. Part of that marketing strategy is an audit of your existing marketing footprint. And so that's really an area where if you are in that situation that Haley described, that I kind of just fleshed out a bit further, where there's, you know, pieces that maybe you've tried, things that, you know, channels that you turned on for a week and said, hey, you know what, maybe paid search isn't for us, let's just turn it off. Well, we'll actually be able to spend some time, go into those various, you know, whether it's marketing tactics, marketing channels, campaigns, whatever it is, we can dive in, take a look at what you've done, and then recommend ways that we can really optimize what's been done in the past so that if you didn't get, you know, the results that you were looking for and when you did it previously, maybe it's not a total lost cause. And there is, you know, some low-hanging fruit that, hey, you know what, if we flip this lever, we can get some more, you know, juice for the squeeze. So, you know, I did definitely want to call that out because when I was kind of given the overview of what the strategy development entailed, I think I skipped that part. And I think that that's that's a really important piece to keep in mind.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you this question, Rob. A lot of people, you know, they'll look at marketing and what is this? Is this, there's some magic secret to it. And I think what a lot of people, this is just from my experience in doing it for over 20 years, is there isn't a magic secret to it, but it almost is like there's, like you're saying, so if you have bits and pieces of things and there's the finding the right fit and the right pieces of those puzzles that fit to what you're doing and how your organization operates, and then being consistent and following through with that. Because a lot of people will say, really, like you're going to talk about another marketing webinar where you're talking about LinkedIn, or I know LinkedIn, I use LinkedIn, I already have LinkedIn, but I just feel like a lot of people kind of, you know what I'm saying? You see where there's a gap that they're missing.
And I think that, I mean, the way that you put that is really accurate in that, There's something of a disconnect, I think, a lot of times when it comes to marketing with individuals that aren't necessarily trained, you know, in marketing or have worked in marketing, you know, for a long period of time in some capacity. And that disconnect being that there's a feeling that like, hey, look, I've got the Facebook page. We send out a newsletter. I've connected with people on LinkedIn. I've done the marketing thing. That's all there is. You know, I've checked those boxes. I mean, a really great example of this that always comes up for me is search engine optimization, SEO. I hear this all the time that people tell me, well, yeah, from the SEO perspective, yeah, we really don't need to focus on SEO. We've got all the title tags and meta descriptions on our site. We're in good shape there. No concern whatsoever. And, you know, to that, I'm just thinking, you do realize that this isn't a set it and forget it thing. SEO requires ongoing support. There's a reason why there's entire organizations that's the only thing they do is SEO, because it's not this just check the box and reset. It is a process that has, you know, that requires ongoing support, ongoing maintenance, and, you know, really requires in a lot of ways a trained eye to recognize when something is working and when something isn't. And I don't want to say that by the end of our training you're going to be as far up the curve as somebody that's worked in marketing for 20 years. You're just not. But you're going to know enough to recognize, wait a second, that doesn't look right. We need to make an adjustment here. Wait a second. You know what? This blog post does not have any of our keywords listed in it. Why does it not? Let's adjust that. And those sorts of things are, you know, what really ultimately can come out of going through a training like this is that while, you know, you're not going to be an expert, as people always like to say, you're going to know enough to be dangerous.
We put this into a format for us and for our clients and for manufacturers across the state that, you know, these are foundations. So we start with these building blocks. So these courses that we offer are they're courses that you can build on, you know, and like Rob had said, this starts with, we start with, you know, the planning, the marketing implementation, the strategic planning first, and then there are more trainings that layer on top of that, and then you build upon that. And then you can, it's like with anything else. It's like with a sport that you play, or if you are, you know, you do chess, or if you play an instrument, you have to learn the basics first before, you know, you can't put the horse before the cart. So we layer in these pieces, and then that's how you build on this. And that's where the funding then comes into play, where we sit with you and say, let's figure out. We're your advisor. We come in, we advise you, we sit with you, you go through this planning, you learn all about marketing and just the basics and what key pieces need to work for you. You have the implementation process with Tribal Vision. And then, hey, let's sit back and go, do you want to build on this more? What do we need to step into further? And this is all part of these programs. This is all part of the grants, whether it may be a general grant, we do consortium grants with you guys, or in this case with the Express grant, but there is funding that's available for that. So it's out there. You, as a manufacturer, are contributing to it because it's from the Workforce Training Fund. So you're putting into that every day right. as an organization. It's your money. So get it back and use it.
Right.
I think what's happened is what's nice about this, the Express Grant now. So it still is, there still is the 50-50 match for companies that are 100+, right? And it's
100+ employees, right?
Yes. 100+ yep. employees is still the 50-50 match. The best part about what's happened is they used to have the Small Business Direct Access program, and it was very limited. So there was only so many courses that we could offer for companies, 100 employees or less, and there was no cash flow obligation to them at all. They have taken that program, merged it into the Express program, and it's all one. So now we have just opened our course load, including your course that you have with Mass MEP, Tribal Vision as partners, that is open to these companies, 100 employees or less, and there's no cash flow obligation to them. The process is super simple, super easy, really quick. But the positive thing is we're here. We will walk you through this. We will do this with you to get you what you need. And a lot of times that's where we come in and we sit down and assess and go through and say, it could be something as simple as, you know, a marketing that you might want to add to your program. It could be something that we obviously do a lot of other programs, you know, a lot of lean, 5S, Kaizens, like a lot of that stuff that exists. But we come in, we sit down, we help you walk through this. We're here with you, just like Rob said, the entire steps all the way through this. So we start out from the beginning to the end, and Tribal Vision does the same thing in the in these programs. So that's, I think, the important part of, and that's why, you know, you and Chris were like, we've got to get in there and let these people know, hey, look, this is now available to them, right? And they can take advantage of these programs, because before we didn't have this opportunity, and now we do. So for those of you that are 100 employees or less, and you're out there, you know, no cash flow obligation, and for those of you that are over 100, it's a 50-50 match, but it's still 50-50. And it's 50% of what you were, you know, and that return you're going to get on that 50% investment is double, triple, quadruple of that from those value adds that you're going to gain out of it. And I, the other, one other really important thing that we want to let everybody know is that July 1 through December 31 of 2021, that's $30,000. So if you get approved, you can get that $30,000 for these, it's 6 months. So if you didn't think you had it in your budget, it's there. You just, you do have to go through an application process. On average, we're hearing 20 to 25 minutes for the application process. We have all that available.
That's easier than renewing your, that's easier than renewing your driver's license.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, it's super simple, super easy. We walk you through it. You wait 21 days. The funds are then awarded, receive a notification, and then you get your training set and scheduled and off you go. So this is what's available for 6 months. And January 1 of 2022,
it all starts over, right?
Yes. Yeah. Another 30 grand.
I mean, from my perspective, this is a huge gift from the state to any organization out there that, you know, spent the last 15 months, I think in a lot of cases, kind of an idol. Like, well, what do we do now? And, you know, wherever you go and read about the direction that marketing is going today, the answer, you know, it's a chorus of people saying digital. That's the only answer. And unfortunately, when it comes to digital marketing, it's an area that, you know, you can't just learn on the weekend with some YouTube videos. it just doesn't work that way. I know a number of folks that are into home improvement that think that if there's a YouTube video on, they can available on that topic, they can execute that project themselves. Actually know a guy that installed a staircase in his home based on what he saw on YouTube. Still haven't went up those stairs myself. But my point was going to be that with the digital marketing piece, especially true that you're going to want to have that additional training component, which, you know, is part of the program. But the other thing I was going to say about the, you know, about the $30,000, Haley, is if you're a manufacturer in Massachusetts and you have 100 or under employees and you're not taking advantage of this, just think about every one of your competitors that's based in Massachusetts. They're not all going to say no to the $30,000. Basically setting yourself up, fight an uphill battle on the marketing front, because the money's out there. People are going to take it. It's just a question of, are you going to be one of the first people that raises their hand, or going to be late to the game? So, yeah. I mean, it feels like just such a win-win. The return is so big.
Well, and another good point, you brought this up earlier and you said like the number one thing right now is the workforce, right? Like we're struggling with workforce. Yeah. And right. Doing this, getting this funding, having this funding, registering and going through these trainings, you're going to retain that workforce. You're putting back into your workforce. So you're developing your employees, you're developing your team and your staff so that it's helping you sustain as a manufacturer across in the state of Massachusetts. So having them be a part of these trainings, we like to say that we do the trainings for, you know, retaining of your workforce. It is really,
that's fantastic.
And that was pointed out to us from one of our clients who said, listen, I do these trainings to retain them because they're developing a culture to keep. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is we actually have another webinar that's coming up on the 28th, where we're going to talk about the workforce. We're going to talk about the retention of the workforce. We're going to talk about how you gain workforce. You know, what are the tips and tricks to do right now because of what's happening? I think this is a little bit of that layer that needs to be added into it. So you're right. You know, if your competitors are doing it, why aren't you? You know, if you're worried about your workforce, you're trying to develop a culture where people want to come and work for you and you're offering trainings. I don't think there's anything that gives more value to an organization than saying to your team, I want to invest in you by sending you to learn more, to be better for us as an organization. That isn't something that everybody offers, but when they do, you have to take advantage of that. Because as you go in life and you learn, you know, after years of experience, and that's a great part of it. But having somebody say, I want you to learn more, you know absolutely, that they're invested in you, and then you're going to give them that return on their investment. They do have stipulations on it. It is $30,000 per year, per company. Like we said, for now, it's July 1st through the end of December of 2021. And then it reloads in January 1, but it is $3,000 per individual per training. We know how that works. And we know where all of that fits into place. So that's the stuff that we can handle on our side. We just want to connect Tribal Vision with those of you out there that are in need of a lot of this. There's a lot of things too that you know, people look at and say, marketing, it very broad. It can cover anything. What we're doing right now and doing this podcast, it's marketing.
This is marketing.
This is what we're doing. We're marketing.
Isn't marketing fun?
Yes, right. Subliminally, we're sending these messages out. You must register to attend this webinar. You don't want to miss it. Let's just remind everybody again.
You guys can go to massmvp.org and then under our calendar, click into the event on the 21st at 11. And there's a big button at the bottom that says register here. So it's incredibly easy. It's very quick. And I think the benefits outweigh everything. So.
But live on Facebook as well. The downside is on Facebook, you know, if you don't register, you can't, we can't help you out and make some connections. We have a couple of our staff that'll be on the webinar as well, right, Emma? We have Lisa Derby Odin. So Lisa Derby Odin she's our grant expert. And she knows the express grants, the consortium grants, and the general grant inside and out. She probably eats, sleeps, and breathes grants at this point. But we also have a point of contact that's a representative from MassMEP, and that's
it's Manny.
Manny Jerome. Yep.
Manny Jerome.
Yeah. Yep. He has his own little following. Yeah. He's famous.
I don't even know if it's little. I think it's enormous.
It's huge. Yeah. No, yeah.
He's an influencer. And then of course I'm going to be joined by Tribal Vision's Chris Cianci, who also, I think at this point is eating, sleeping, drinking grants.
Yeah.
So if there's a marketing question related, you know, if there's a question about grants related to marketing in our modules, Chris. He's heard it 10 times, whatever your question is. So he's the guy.
There's a lot available out there for everyone. We have heard that the Express Grant program, since this has opened and they made this adjustment, has been through the roof. The numbers are just, they're climbing pretty quickly as to those that are applying for it. So it's working. People are taking advantage of it. But you did hit the nail on the head, Rob, when you said about what, you know, what's happened and that the Commonwealth has, you know, said, listen, we've got to find a way to, we want people to stay, right? We need people to stay in our four borders and keep sustaining Massachusetts and growing. And that's what we do. That's what we do at MassMEP. That's what you help us do with Tribal Vision. So that's why we're here. Yeah. That's why we do what we do.
Having been a resident of a number of different states throughout this country, I can say that Massachusetts is very unique in in the resources that it sinks into the industries and in its area, and manufacturing being such a key component of Massachusetts and its economy. It's awesome that they're doing this. And I think really the ball is sort of in the manufacturer's court at this point. This is the path to getting there. So really excited.
It's extremely encouraging. The people that work in manufacturing, how proud they are to be a part of it. And, you know, unfortunately it was because of what happened that cause them to bring that to light. But I think that's fortunate in a way as well, because it's a silver lining for those that are involved in manufacturing to see what's really out there and available and how much it's changed and where it's going for the future of it. So, yeah. All right. So anything else? I know Rob had a rough night last night. He had to watch the home run derby the all-star game. The home run derby was the night before. That was very fun to watch, but the all-star game. So he has a pretty strong opinion about it.
Oh boy. I don't know about that.
I'm going to set him off then. Yeah. No, he was a little upset. His team didn't win again for the third year in a row, but
I think it's longer than that. I think this was like five or something. No, I stand by my point that I made earlier.
Yeah.
Dave Roberts should not coach the All-Star game ever again. Like I don't care where the Dodgers end up in the playoffs. If they get to the World Series, great. But let's sub him out for someone else. Everyone in the National League will thank him, because he's a great guy. Stand up, great guy. Obvious he does not know how to coach the All-Star game.
He does great interviews, though. So, hey.
He does. He's a great guy.
For all the haters out there, terrible coach
of the All-Star game.
Though. Yeah, but for all the haters out there, you could reach Rob on his LinkedIn page. Don't come hating at MassMEP. Please, please don't come hating at MassMEP right now. Oh my gosh. So funny.
No. Love Dave Roberts. Not as an all-star game coach.
No, we like to pick on Rob because he's an easy target. You are. Yes, he is an easy target. If some of you haven't seen, we've done some memes about him.
He's a good sport. He's a good sport.
That's
it, Emma. Thank you. Like it. I'm a good sport. He's a good sport. Not an easy target. I'm a good sport.
Good sport.
I mean, there I could have hung up by this point, you know, like, forget this. I'm out of here.
So Rob is he's an East and a West Coaster kind of muddled into one. So that's why
I'm a Giants fan. Yeah. So.
But that's because
anything Dodger blue, I was born to hate. Right. So that's where that comes out.
But, right. Yeah. So that's why. So everybody, it's okay. Calm down. We just needed to, we just like to use our good sport here and poke some fun at. So yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. So I guess that's it. Everybody's going to register. You'll hear a lot more from Rob and from Chris. Lisa Odin, Emma, and I will be on there. So even just for the fun of it, for an hour, why would you not want to join us? I mean, come on.
Oh, I was going to say, I think too, that like, we're probably going to have opportunity for some Q&A in there. If people have like specific questions around what is included in modules, what isn't, so on and so forth. So there's anything that you heard me say today that you're like, well, wait a second, does that apply to this? Save that question for next Wednesday and we'll answer it then.
Wow, you're good at this.
There you go with the promo, huh?
How about it? He is unbelievable. Good at this. Wow. We might have to hire you just to do some of our other promos. We got a couple more webinars coming up. You want to jump on?
Only if they're marketing focused.
Okay. Well, everything's marketing.
Or Dave Roberts focused. I can.
Here we go again.
I know. Sorry, we can't help ourselves.
I had to go there. Yeah. It was like wide open. So,
Oh gosh. Well, thanks, Rob, for joining us today. We appreciate it. And Emma, thanks for being on here and tolerating us for another hour. Or I think it hasn't been an hour. I'm just kidding. It's last.
I'm only on to babysit. That's
right.
It.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
She's watching over us. But yeah, we'll see everybody next week, July 21st. At 11 a.m. So normally I would say thanks everybody for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing podcast. We'll see you next time, but we'll actually see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing podcast, transforming manufacturing enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmep.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.